I'll start off by asking you about your grandparents, either on your father's side or your mother's side. Where did they grow up?
My maternal grandparents' roots are in North Carolina.
Okay.
And but my mother grew up in a little town in Georgia that's
okay.
called Waverly.
Now I'll get to your mother in a moment.
Okay.
This is grandparents.
That's grandparents.
Okay. Do you remember where in North Carolina they grew up?
There is a little town that's called Chinquapin, North Carolina.
Can you spell?
Chinquapin.
Okay.
Chinquapin, North Carolina.
Good. I'm glad you spell that one for me. Did you know your grandparents?
I knew my grandmother. I knew two of my grandparents.
Okay.
I didn't know grandparents of just a faint recollection of one of my grandfather on my father's side.
Okay. The two you knew were on your mother's side then?
Right.
Okay. Did you ever hear them comment about the Civil War or slavery? Your grandparents?
No, I didn't. Most of my grandparents' years were not close to us in the
okay.
in the household or in the neighborhood,
okay.
in the same town even.
Yeah.
So I didn't hear as much from grandparents as.
Do you know whether they were descendants of slaves?
I know my fathers, I know about them.
Okay.
That they were descendants of slaves.
Okay.
I'm not sure of my
yeah.
maternal grandparents.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you know any of that background? You knew they were descendants of slaves. Did you ever hear your mother or your father, probably not your grandparents, talk about their descendants?
No, I've never heard them
okay.
talk about that. Descendant.
You just know they were descended from slaves.
Yes.
Okay. Do you know anything about their family life? Your grandparents now.
Okay, my grandparents' family life, the one maternal, I think it was just in North Carolina, sort of farming community,
okay.
tobacco.
Okay.
And my paternal grandparents' life, as far as I knew, was in Nassau County, and it was more or less farming.
Okay.
And selling their wares in the neighborhood and in the town.
Well, that leads me to the next question. How did they earn their living? But they were basically tobacco farmers, or around here they farmed whatever?
Right. That's
okay.
right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, that would be your paternal grandparents that lived in Nassau County?
Yes.
Were they on the eastern end of the county or the western end of the county? Do you know where?
They were in, my paternal grandfather was in O'Neill.
O'Neill.
So that's sort of.
Okay.
Kind of
yeah.
eastern.
Yeah, eastern to central,
yeah.
okay. Did you know your paternal grandparents perhaps better than your maternal grandparents?
Not really. Not
okay.
really, because my paternal grandparents, I only knew the grandfather.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You and I, as historians, know that during the occupation of Amelia Island, a lot of people moved into the county to get away. The Union only occupied the coastal area, Fernandina, and up and down the coast a little bit. Do you happen to know whether your grandparents moved away from O'Neill into other parts of the county during the occupation?
No, as far as I know, they stayed in the O'Neill.
Okay. Well, then you have no idea whether they knew anything about lynching or convict leasing or any of these things that were problems?
I never heard them discuss
it.
Because my childhood with my grandparents are limited.
Yes, okay. Okay, well now let's talk about your parents.
Oh.
Where were they from? And what were their names?
My maternal, my mother name was Annie Mae Mercer.
Mercer. M-E-R-C-E-R?
M-E-R-C-E-R.
Yeah, okay.
Right. And she was born and reared basically in that same little area, Waverly, Georgia.
Okay.
And my father was named Oscar, O-S-C-A-R,
okay,
Hardy. And his roots were in Georgia, but near the Savannah area.
Okay, Hardy, H-A-R-D-Y.
H-A-R-D-Y.
Okay.
Originally, as I understand it, our parents spelled their name H-A-R-D-E-E.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But it seemed as if there might have been some, I don't want to use the word conflict, but sort of mixture when it comes to the white H-A-R-D-E-E.
Yes, right.
So they became H-A-R-D-Y.
Okay. To delineate them from the...
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Do you know where they met and where they were married?
I know my parents were married in Georgia.
Okay.
And they met in Georgia.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, their parents were here and in North Carolina. But your parents were in Georgia.
Right. My
okay.
maternal grandmother came from North Carolina to Georgia.
Okay.
So that's why she
okay.
happened to be there.
Okay.
Moved as
okay.
a matter of fact.
Okay. What were your mother and father's occupations?
My father originally was a sort of, in those days you would, go out and get oysters and sell them.
Okay.
This was prior to maybe the early or the middle 1935, because when the mill came, when the Rainier mill came, then he stopped doing what he was doing, and that was more or less, I said, it wasn't a fisherman, it was more
oysters. Okay.
And began working at the mill.
Okay.
At the Rainier Mill.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, somehow, they came from Georgia down here.
Right.
We met. Can you help me with that? They were married in Georgia?
They were married in Georgia.
Later on, I'll ask you if you remember where and when, the town they were married in, if you happen to know that.
Okay, later you'll do that?
Yeah, well, let's do it now. That's okay.
Okay, if I remember correctly, it was Camden County, and
okay.
that's what I'm sitting there saying.
That Camden County?
Camden County.
Yeah, that's the next county across the way.
If I remember correctly, it was Camden
yeah,
County.
Okay.
I would have to figure the years. I know when my father passed, they were just a few months away from their 50th.
I
so
see.
I can get it to
yes,
you.
Yes, okay. Well, that's okay. close enough okay. for now. Okay. Now, your mother, what did she do to earn a living?
My mother basically stayed at home.
Okay.
There were five of
wonderful.
Us.
Wonderful. That's wonderful.
But along with staying at home, having to earn a living, my mother became almost started her own home laundress.
Okay. So people brought laundry
right.
to her.
Right.
She did it in her home
that's
so
right.
she could be with you kids.
Right.
I admire that. I think that's great. Okay. Did they talk to you kids about race relations, about, the differences between blacks and whites, how they get along and so forth? You know what I'm
yes.
looking for.
Let me tell you, they really didn't talk about it because we lived it.
Okay.
Okay, we happened to live in a little community where we were. There were whites on one side. There were blacks right behind us. There were whites across the highway. We lived, if we want to use that word now, in an integrated.
Okay.
So our parents interchange when it comes to a cup of coffee, I guess I'd put it that way. When it comes to whatever sharing neighbors did,
yes,
it was done.
Shared with whites and blacks
right.
alike, okay.
Blacks
and was
and
this
blacks.
Out in O'Neill now, in the O'Neill?
Okay, by this time, when I am a youngster,
okay,
when I'm a youngster, they have moved from O'Neill to in the area where the shopping center is now.
Oh, over by the theater?
over by the Winn-Dixie shopping area.
Okay, yes, okay.
By this time, that's okay. Where they're living.
Okay.
So my early childhood is there.
Is there, mm-hmm. Okay. You hardly don't remember living out at O'Neill at all.
No.
Yes.
No, I don't.
Was that where your mother carried you when she was out there, or was she already in Fernandina?
When it comes to O'Neill?
Yeah, when she was pregnant with you, was she still out there in O'Neill?
No. We had already moved.
Oh, so
in.
You don't know anything about other than what you learned.
Except going back visiting the grandparents.
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Well, did they talk to you? It's wonderful, and I see a lot of this in Fernandina Beach where the whites and blacks, the kids played together and
right.
so forth.
Mm-hmm. But so we really didn't have a lot of discussion, as I remember.
Okay.
I don't remember a lot
okay.
of discussion.
Okay. Well, were you concerned, or were they concerned about, you know, you had to look for a colored restroom as opposed to a white room? Were these things discussed at all? Did they tell you things you should and shouldn't do, or tell you why?
Well, by the time, in my experience of traveling, by this time, I guess you had just sort of figured it out for yourself.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember us traveling quite a bit
okay.
as a family.
Okay. Well, you mentioned traveling. I've heard some people say that as close as Yulee was a difficult area. Be careful in Yulee. Don't stop over there if you don't have to.
Yes. That came more or less, in my experiences, rather than my parents
okay.
saying it to me.
Okay.
So very definitely that was a part of our understanding.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. But it didn't come so much through my parents as through...
You learned it yourself.
Yes.
Do you
from others.
Yes. Uh-huh. Do you happen to remember... the kinds of things people told you to be concerned about in Yulee or other parts of the county?
Well, especially it seems as if there was that feeling that in Yulee, the kind of relationship that you might have had in the neighborhood here where you lived in Fernandina was not necessarily so in Yulee.
I see.
Because even in the area where the crossroads are, I've forgotten the name of the family who had a little store or a little shelter, had a store evidently. And I have heard stories of people being told don't stop there even to
yes.
for shelter.
Yes, okay.
But I did not personally yeah. have that experience.
Okay. How were your, back to your parents again, how were they educated? How far did they go in school, etc.? Could they read?
Yes, both of my parents could read,
okay.
but they did not go very far in school.
Okay.
It was amazing to me, and as we got older, we talked about it, how limited when it comes to formal education my
mm-hmm.
mother had,
mm-hmm.
and how much she grasped, how much she knew, how smart she was in spite of the limited schooling.
Yeah, I call that native intelligence.
Yes.
Yes,
but
okay.
my mother had it beyond my father. My
okay.
father, but both parents could read and write.
Okay, do you know how far they went in school?
My mother probably didn't go more than fifth or sixth grade.
Okay.
And my father, even less than that.
I
would think about
okay.
less than that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me a little bit the memories you have of your mother and your father? Just memories you have about them.
I think some of the most vivid memories of my mother was, of course, cooking. Mm-hmm. And she did a lot of cooking, of course, but she made some little tea cakes that somehow we didn't get a recipe for. And to me, that was, when you came home and you could see Mom making those tea cakes, that was special.
Yes.
And of course, in those days, you know, we had the wooden stove.
Yes.
And as children, as we'd walk toward home, if the you could almost tell from the smoke coming out of the chimney
if you were going
to get how far along
yeah.
dinner was,
yeah.
you know.
Yes. Okay.
So, my memory also of my mother did our own most of making our clothing.
Okay.
And I don't know why this is a very special memory I've had of my mom. when she had to try on the dress and fit it so that around the neck, and I've always had this memory, and around the arms, and it isn't quite right, and she had to finish clipping out. And I don't know why she would always hum and sing, and I can just almost feel the breath and hear the hear her humming and singing. Yes. I don't know why those, yes, that memory
that's
is.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, that's special. And especially this song, if I could just touch the hem of his garment. And I don't know why as a child I didn't ask what it meant.
Yes.
I found out later.
Okay, well, can you tell me more?
Oh, yes. What it means?
Yes.
Oh, yes. It means that it's an experience. A woman who had an issue of blood, who had been sick for so many years, a Bible, and had spent all her money trying to get well, and she couldn't. And she heard about Jesus coming, and he was in this big crowd. You know that story.
Yes, yes.
And she just wanted to get close enough to touch the hem of his garment.
Yeah.
But hearing my mother sing it, she didn't explain it.
Yeah.
And I didn't ask. Because I said to myself, why would you just want to touch? And I don't know why as children we didn't ask.
Well, sometimes as kids we don't ask. But but you thought about it and you finally found out
why. Oh, yes. I found out later.
Yeah. Uh-huh. How about your dad? Can you?
Well, as I said, the earlier years my father did oystering.
Yeah.
See, they'd have a little rowboat and they would go out to the oyster beds, get those oysters, and bring them and sell them to the, you know.
Yes.
And that was their living. I remember also him having a job. I don't remember if it was a long period of time or not, but tending the bridge. See, in those days, that drawbridge had to be hand wound.
Okay.
And I would have to really ask my older sister if it was over, but I do have that memory.
Okay.
And then later, he started working
at the mill.
At the mill.
Was the drawbridge the only way onto the island back in those days?
Oh, yes.
Yes, okay. And the railroad and cars went across the bridge, is that right?
Yes.
And they would open it for boats going up and down?
Yes, they'd open it for boats. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything else you can remember about your father? Did he play with you?
I can remember my father. Let me see how I can say this. My mother was the most dominant figure, aggressive figure.
Yes, okay.
The figure who had the vision.
Yes. Okay.
The figure who was determined that her children were going to have the kind of life that she didn't see some other children had.
Yes, she wanted something better for you.
And so as a result of that, sometimes I can see her directing not only us, but directing my father about what to do or what not to do.
Mom was the boss.
What?
That's okay.
Yes, that's a good way to put it.
Did he take that well? Did he?
At times he did.
Yes.
And other times it had its problem.
Yeah. She challenged his authority once in a while.
Oh, yes, authority. Very definitely. I can remember as a child seeing, we had a, you know, everyone in those days, I shouldn't say everyone, but so many people had chickens. And of course, you know, you had to have a fence in place. And I can see my mother not only getting whatever it was, but telling my father how to do whatever he was doing, where to do this and what to do that. So he finally said to her and laid the little hammer down and said, "You do it yourself."
He'd had enough. Yeah, okay.
So that was typical of him.
Yeah, okay. Where did you go to church?
At the First Missionary Baptist Church.
Okay.
Where I'm a member now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you have any memories of the church you want to share with me? Was that the center of your life?
It was a center.
Yes.
A big center of our lives.
The
going
family
to church,
plus the church.
As long as I can remember, I was going to church at the First Missionary Baptist Church.
I think that's great upbringing for young people.
Well, that's the way it was. Wasn't any question.
Yeah?
100%.
How about your leisure time, if there was any, after the chores? Did you and the family go anywhere? Did you ever go to Hilliard or Callahan or Jacksonville? Or?
As children, we went... Okay, my young life, I'm living where we are living, and later on, farther up. So we would go to O'Neill, where, you know, where
grandparents.
Yes. And somehow, my mother would always arrange for us to have a little vacation. Not with the family, necessarily, but she would see that we would go someplace. And our place of going was Green Cove Spring, where we had relatives.
Okay.
Palatka,
okay.
Where we had relatives. And someplace in Georgia where we had relatives.
Okay.
But Holly, a summer would pass as a youngster that we were not sent someplace, go someplace.
Okay. Now, did you get there by train?
Most of the time we got there by...
You didn't have a car?
No. Okay. Most of the time we'd get there by car.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Whose car?
I don't remember.
Someone?
Too many trains. We, one... In one experience, going to Palatka, we would go on a truck.
Okay.
Not a car, but a truck.
Whose truck would it?
There was a man who sold oranges. You know, that's a sort of orange belt down
yes,
that
sure.
way.
Uh-huh.
And Palatka and San Mateo. And somehow the arrangement was made when he'd come up here to bring a load of oranges.
I see. He took a load of kids back.
Then we would go back.
Yes, okay.
And then the next week when he came, they would
bring
come
you back.
Again.
Well, that's why.
Because we had an uncle there.
Okay.
And that was important.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How about when you were down there, did you run into or hear of stories, problems relative to racial situations in Palatka or Green Cove Springs?
And San Mateo. No, not really.
Okay.
Not really.
You lived a pretty sheltered life from all of that, then.
If comparing what might have been happening to others to us, I would think it was a sheltered life.
Yes.
Sometimes you don't think about it at
yeah.
first that
yes,
it was a sheltered
right.
life,
yeah.
but basically, I guess
yeah.
it was.
Yeah. Were you either here or there ever frightened by anything that related to? People who might not do the right thing?
Oh, well, I can remember one or two cases where we are living now in the area near where the 14th Street shopping.
Okay.
These are from my beginning of school until I don't remember exactly what grade, but we had to walk to school for a long time. And I can very definitely remember the white children passing on the bus while we would be walking.
Okay.
So that's a part of a memory that...
You were not... there were no buses provided
not
for you?
Not at that time.
You had to walk,
yes.
They got to ride.
Right. Later on, there were,
yeah.
you know, transportation.
Yeah.
But at that point, there wasn't.
Did they jeer at you when they
were... There were one or two times
yeah,
that you'd have kids
yeah.
jeer at you when as they passed
okay.
on their way to school. We were walking, they were riding.
Yeah. Did you jeer back, or did you...
You know, I think it might have been that in that case, we just took it for, this is the way it was. I don't remember. I really don't remember.
If it was anything significant, you would have remembered.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. But in the meantime, we are neighbors with whites. You
yes.
know, we are visiting back
sure.
and forth.
Yes.
Okay.
While you were living in your parents' home before you grew up, and you did marry.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
yes.
where Ashley came
right.
from.
Mm-hmm.
Did they ever talk to you about... slavery, Civil War, these parts of African American history that you should know some things about? Did they?
Very limited.
Yeah.
Not a lot of.
They trying to spare you of those hurtful memories, or did they just no reason to talk about it?
I don't know if they were trying to spare us. Or maybe there's no reason to talk about
yeah.
it.
Well,
I don't think it was a matter of trying to spare us.
Yeah.
I think it was maybe we just didn't talk about it that
okay.
much.
Okay.
I'm trying to think if there are any unusual times that there might have been But I don't really remember right now.
Okay.
I don't.
They didn't try to explain to you why you couldn't use a white washroom or a white drinking fountain, or you just learned those things.
I think you just learned those things. I don't remember my mother ever sitting down, and she was very direct.
Yeah.
And very whatever. But I don't remember her saying remember you can't go there, you can't go there. I don't remember.
Okay. Did your parents vote?
I am.
By law, they were allowed to vote.
Yes.
The 15th Amendment gave them that right. But
I can't. I'm almost sure that my mother did.
Uh-huh.
If I'm remembering correctly. But I'm not sure about my father.
Mm-hmm. Was there ever any discussion about things you had to do to vote, like literacy tests and all of these things that impeded?
No, okay. I don't remember that.
Okay, okay. How did you receive health care when you were living with your parents? If you got sick, who provided health care? How was it provided?
We had, in my memory, we had a doctor, a white doctor.
A white doctor.
Who would make house calls.
Yes, okay, mm-hmm. Okay. And if you needed to go to the hospital, was it Brewster? Was that?
Yes, personally I never went to Brewster, but I know that's the hospital that time.
Okay.
Until this local hospital was built.
Yes, okay. Did anybody in your family keep a diary?
Not really.
Okay.
Not really.
Okay. Okay. We talked about vacations. Did you feel that the law protected you when you were at home and a child and, you know, running around town? Did you feel the law protected you?
As a child, I don't think I was too conscious of it. Later on, as I became a bit older, I didn't feel that I had the same kind of protection from the law.
I see. Mm-hmm. Okay. You, I'm sure, remember Sheriff Youngblood.
Yes, very definitely.
And people like him. Can you tell me any things about him that bothered you? Or?
Because of the way we had to do a go and come, we didn't have too many personal experiences. But I do remember an experience that at that time, he wasn't even my fiancé. He was just a guy at that point who had an experience with coming from the beach and being stopped by Youngblood.
Okay.
And
or his deputies.
It might have been his deputy, but it probably was, if I remember correctly, it was Youngblood himself. And the experience was not good.
Yeah. Can you share that with me?
I don't remember exactly how it was, but and they didn't go to jail, but they were treated in a way that was, I would say,
harassed.
Yeah.
Do you remember why they stopped him?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Might have been because they were going fast. I can't remember.
Might have been just because they were black.
It might have been that too.
Yeah. Okay.
I know they had their own. He was in his own car.
Okay.
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 I can remember that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me about reading. What did you read? What did your parents read? You obviously read a lot because you're a learned person.
Well, I think basically about the biggest thing I remember my parents reading was the Bible.
Bible?
That was
sure.
That
okay.
was the book.
Okay.
You
yes,
know,
that was still book. Is the book.
Yes, yeah. It is. And as children, we read the typical books, Baby Ray and the, you know, the that kind of typical stories.
Were there black newspapers that your family were able to read? If so, where did they come from?
The newspapers, the black newspapers we read, there was a paper that was called the Chicago Defender, I think.
Oh, yes, okay.
That was brought in and that was sold and people bought that. And then there was a little paper from Jacksonville. I don't remember the name right now.
Okay.
And then in the Florida Times Union, there was always the colored section.
A colored section.
Yeah.
Okay.
That we ran.
Okay. How big was your family? How many kids were there? And you the oldest, youngest?
Okay, there were five of us.
Five.
And I'm number four.
Okay.
I have and the other three older ones are girls, sisters, and I have the one younger that I am is a brother.
Okay, so four girls and...
Four girls and one boy.
That little fella had lots of challenges four sisters, didn't he?
Yes, yes. No question.
Can you talk a little bit about your brothers and sisters?
Well, as I said, the three sisters older than I am, and we are blessed that only one has passed.
Wonderful.
And she passed on her 80th birthday, just recently.
Okay.
Just recently. I can remember us going to school, and I don't remember a lot of games we played, but I can remember one experience with my brother, and Mama was sending us to music lessons. And if I remember correctly, music lessons were 10 cents a week.
10 cents a week. That was a lot of money then.
That it was.
Sure.
But she was determined somebody was going to play. And my brother was kind of determined that he was, because, you know, boys then...
He was determined he wasn't?
That he wouldn't necessarily play the piano.
Yeah, okay.
And, of course, boys didn't even want to be seen going down the street carrying a music book.
Yeah, okay.
So the our music teacher didn't live too far away. Okay, by this time, we are living in the block on 8th Street, in the same block where this house is now.
Okay.
But it's on 8th Street. And our music teacher didn't live too far away. She lived maybe down near where Firestone was, to the left.
Okay. And was she white or black?
Black.
Black,
okay. Teacher. And my brother was determined he would not be seen in the street with a music book.
Uh-huh.
And I was determined that if I carried half of the way, he had to carry it the other way. So
did you ever go to the movie house in town?
Yes.
And I understand the black sat upstairs.
That's
and
right.
The white
so I had
downstairs.
The typical experience.
Yeah, okay. You remember anything about the movie house that was good or bad?
Not really.
Okay.
Not really. The fact that you had to sit where you sat.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I was talking to someone, I can't remember who it is, about a little ruckus that took place in the movie house one time where the blacks upstairs were throwing popcorn down on the kids downstairs, and I guess they got into...
Whatever.
And they shut the movie house down for a while. Do you have any memory of that?
No.
Were there two movie houses? Was there...
And growing up, the only one that I remember was just one.
When that was where?
Sort of where, maybe where the Chinese restaurant is, somewhere in that area.
Okay.
That area, I'm not sure.
Can you describe the house that you lived in as a girl?
The house that I lived in as a girl, it was a house with the hallway down, right down the middle. Two rooms on each side, a porch.
Okay.
The length of the house, the width, the width of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And the hallway led to the back porch. And from the back porch, there was this dining room and then the kitchen. So you could enter the dining room and the kitchen from the porch.
Okay. Did you all have there are five of you now and your parents had seven people. Did you share a room with someone?
Had to share.
Yeah, okay. Two sisters or three in one room? It probably varied from time to time.
Yes, it did vary from time to time because it was fortunate, I guess, that we had some big rooms so we could have double beds in those rooms.
Okay, good.
I can remember that very definitely. Because there was always this question as who would sleep with whom.
Did you and your sisters get along pretty well?
Most times. The typical, differences.
Yeah.
And as I remember as a child, one sister was always more caring and more protective and more loving than another was.
Yeah.
And that seemed to have been throughout life.
Okay. Where were, as family members passed on, where were they buried?
As they passed on, they were buried right here at Bosco Bello.
Bosco Bello, okay. Mm-hmm. And I'm told that there were two, not now maybe, but then there were two sections. There was a black section,
yes,
and a white section.
If I remember correctly, yeah. Yes.
Does that still exist, Elsie?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think so.
Wherever you want.
Yes,
yeah, okay.
I think so now.
Okay. Now we'll get down to you. When were you married?
I was married in 1943, I think. 45.
Okay, right.
Goodness, I have to think about that.
Okay, that was to the middle or the end of the World War II.
Right.
Where you met your husband right here
right
in town?
Right here in Fernandina.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And were you married in Fernandina? Or
no, married in Georgia.
Most black people seem to have been married up there. Was it easier to get married
I
in Georgia?
So. To me, and for
yeah.
us, it was. You didn't have the same amount of, I don't want to use the word red tape,
yeah,
but maybe that's
paperwork
it.
Paperwork and stuff.
That kind of thing.
So it was easier just to go
it
to
was.
Georgia, not that far away. Huh?
That's right.
Yeah.
Because it's right across the Georgia line.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what town you were married in?
In Folkestone.
Folkestone?
Mm-hmm.
That's where it seems everybody
yes.
get married.
Uh-huh.
In a church or Justice
no,
of the Peace?
No, just the Peace.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever have a church marriage back home after that? Just
no.
To, okay.
No.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about your husband.
Well, my husband's home was Augusta, Georgia.
Okay.
But he came here when the mill started.
Okay.
It sort of attracted a lot
yes,
of
okay.
people who came for employment.
Okay.
And he came for that reason.
Was he working at the mill when you married him? That's
yes.
That's okay.
Yes, he was, huh?
That was his job
mm-hmm.
there. Okay. What did you and your husband talk about relative to racism and past history of slavery and all these kinds of things? Did you?
We didn't have a lot of talk in that
yeah.
kind of way, if
yeah.
I remember. We talked quite a bit about our parents, more or less, because I didn't know his family as well, because he had sort of migrated to Fernandina,
yes.
although we went to visit them.
That was Augusta, did you say?
Augusta.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
okay.
Really a little town close to Augusta
okay.
that was called Hespica or something like that.
Okay.
It's kind
okay.
of, but you know, of course, they said
yeah.
Augusta.
Sure, okay.
He was a sports kind of person, so
okay.
baseball and that kind of thing was important.
Uh-huh.
So I became a baseball convert, that kind of thing.
Okay.
You know.
How far did each of you go in school? Let's start with you. I know you go ahead. I think.
Well, I began school at Peck High School, graduated from Peck High School, then went to Bethune-Cookman College
okay.
with a BS degree, and attended school at the University of Michigan, but I got my master's degree at Florida A&M University.
Okay.
And from then on, just did other work,
okay.
just additional
okay.
work.
I was down at Bethune-Cookman just a little bit ago. I know a very lovely professor down there, Sheila Fleming.
Oh, yes.
You know her?
Not personally,
yeah,
but
yeah, okay.
Uh-huh.
Well, I spent some time with her uh-huh. and enjoyed my day down
wonderful.
There. Several students and I who were interested in black history were down there.
Oh, wonderful.
She was a wonderful lady.
Yes.
And
uh-huh.
She did a lot for all
okay,
of us.
Okay, you were aware that in the archives there at Bethune-Cookman, the papers that Dr. D.E. Williams, widow, I think, gave to that school.
No, I didn't know that, but I know well, including Dr. Fleming, and she's told me I could come down and spend time with whatever they've got,
uh-huh.
and I would like to do that.
Okay.
This oral history is just a little part of my, it's an important part of my
yes,
work,
but you got so much
but
more.
So much more that right. I need to do,
right.
and what I'm trying to do here is to pull little threads through all of this that relate to other things in history.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, you and your, back to you and your hubby. You were married in Folkestone. Did you have children?
No.
No children. Okay. Did you ever think about adopting children? Or?
Well, I tell you, it happened that because of an accident with my sister's husband, I just became a part of a family of five children.
Okay.
So instead of, I just spent my life helping her rear those children.
There's nothing wrong with it.
No, my sister's husband was drowned in the middle of the day at Rainier. And at that time, she had four children, expecting the fifth.
Well, you surrogate mother.
Oh, yes. Yes, so I've been very, very involved with the rearing of five children.
Bless your heart. Did you and your husband ever talk about having your own children, or did you just...
You know, I was not married to my husband a long time.
I see.
Maybe about four or five years.
Okay.
And at that time, I was involved and still going to school.
Okay.
Because in those days, you got 2 years because of, financial reasons.
Yes.
I had just 2 years at Bethune-Cookman.
Okay.
And went to work.
Okay.
So then as you worked, you got to go to school in the summer and take night classes and whatnot.
We know how that is, don't we?
Yes.
I'm still in school.
Yes, so.
Well, now, when you went to Florida A&M, did you live over there?
Oh, yes.
Did you? Okay. And were you still married at the time?
No, by the time I went to Florida A&M, my husband and I had already separated and divorced.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Uh-huh. Okay. When were you at Florida A&M?
It was the early 50s because I got my master's degree in 1954.
Was it in education?
In education, yes.
Did you happen to know Dr. Sarah Mobley over there?
No, I didn't.
She's in the business school. Sarah Mobley must be in her mid-70s now, still
really?
Over there
uh-huh.
running the business school.
I know the name.
Yeah, she and I are kissing cousins.
Really?
I used to teach over there.
Uh-huh.
I take a week off from my business activities. And I taught for a week at Florida A&M every year and a week at the University of Colorado in Boulder each
wonderful.
Year.
Wonderful.
And I got to know a lot of the kids and a lot of the faculty.
Oh, wonderful.
In fact, she is going to open up some of the archives over there for me when I'm ready at Florida A&M.
Wonderful.
Wonderful school.
Oh, yes.
Wonderful school.
Oh, yes.
Do you know the Preludes?
Yes.
John L.
Yes.
And Alona?
Yes.
They have a daughter over there
right.
named Tiffany.
Uh-huh.
And when we go over there, we try and take her out to dinner. And
Tiffany's
a sweetheart.
Yes,
she really is. Well, did you have enough money to make ends meet when you were married or after you were?
Yes. In that day, I think you didn't expect so much. So I've never known the time when you didn't make ends meet, really.
Okay.
You know,
well, how did you make ends meet, particularly after your husband parted ways? Did you teach?
I was teaching then.
Teach
at that time, I was teaching.
Full time?
Full time.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you remember any experiences that any of your family members, probably male, had in World War II, or any military experience in your family at all that you can think of? Your father was too old for military
right.
service.
Oh,
your
no.
brother was probably too young.
No, he went to service.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He went to service. But I don't remember any special. I do remember, generally so, when a group of guys were leaving here. It was something about the treatment that was not, they left from, I think, the bus station that was on North 2nd or 3rd Street, I've forgotten which one. But anyway, they left from that station, and there was something that happened that was not quite what I thought, no, we thought should have happened.
So
I don't remember the
thing?
Details. It
racial
was a racial thing.
Yeah.
But I do remember writing a letter.
See.
And the letter was published in the, at this time, it's the Pittsburgh Courier.
Pittsburgh Courier,
yes.
Okay.
And it was just a letter saying that the treatment was not what it should have been.
Yes.
And how you felt about it as a result of the guys leaving home to go to fight.
Yeah. You don't have any recollection as to what happened? Were there any physical problems of fighting or anything?
No, I don't think it was any fighting.
Just okay.
It was just that, it seems to me, if I'm remembering correctly, it had to do with how they had to sit when it was on the bus. You
I
know,
see.
This thing of...
The back of the
yes.
bus thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. Okay. You and I know that World War II, our armed forces were segregated.
Right.
And It was not until Korea and President Truman that the armed forces were desegregated. Do you remember your brother talking about any experiences that he had in the service between blacks and whites or whatever?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
I really don't.
What kind of a unit was he in the service?
He was in, same line to me, in infantry.
Infantry?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Did he go to Europe or the Pacific?
I don't think so.
Yeah, he was in late enough where...
Yes.
Things were winding down,
right,
I guess.
Right.
Okay.
I think he stayed in only about three years, something
okay,
like that.
Okay. I've got a few extra questions here towards the end. This may run out. We may turn it over for a little bit. But I've heard lots of wonderful things about the way the black people celebrated the Emancipation Proclamation, particularly in churches. Can you tell me how, first of all, did you... do things in your family? Did you talk about it? And how did you celebrate it, if you...
Well, for a period of time, the celebration of the Emancipation Proclamation was a big thing. It really was.
For a period of time?
For a period of time. A period of time.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could put the years there or not.
Just roughly.
I know I'm in high school.
Okay.
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 And I finished high school.
This would be in 1940. The 40s.
So let's say maybe the middle 30s.
Okay.
Up
the
until
40s.
The middle 40s,
okay.
Something like that. Because there would be parades.
Okay.
We had our band.
This was pretty much all black folks that would.
Right.
Be, yeah, okay.
Right. We would have a program right here in the auditorium at Peck with speakers, and then there would be a parade. There would be singing, and then I don't remember so much eating on the grounds after, but I'm sure there must have been.
Was this basically on January the 1st that
yes.
things took place?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember in church what I've heard described as the watchman people?
Oh, yes.
Can you share that with me a little bit?
Okay, that... was I guess a sort of religious heritage when it comes to ushering in the new year.
Okay.
People would go to church maybe 9 or 10 o'clock, and there would be sermonettes and singing.
A sermonette is a small sermon?
Right.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And testimonies.
Okay.
Up until whoever the main, either the main pastor or the main speaker would speak last, and just about time for the year,
the year to end or the new year to start.
Right.
Sure.
Uh huh.
Okay.
There would be people, or there would be deacons or somebody, lay people of the church, placed in each corner, north, east, south,
okay.
and west, and the minister or whoever's in charge would ask the watchman on the wall what time it is.
Okay.
And they did it in a sort of cadence and a kind of chant that
okay.
was just
okay.
beautiful. And the watchman would answer in that same kind of cadence, that
okay.
same kind of response. And then sometimes before the 12 o'clock time, there would be prayer.
Okay.
And other times it might be just the minister keeping that cadence
okay.
going and asking the time until the actual 12 o'clock.
Okay. How much of that was explained to you in church or at these celebrations? Did, you were 14, 15 when this was going on, did you remember what it was all about? Did people explain to you what the emancipation was?
I think we had a fair, clear idea of what it was.
It was an educational process there
yes,
to help you understand.
Yes, I think we had a fair idea, more or less from school rather than from family.
I see,
uh-huh.
okay. Or church,
or church.
Church
uh-huh.
with the head pastor as he got close to midnight would, I'm sure, talk about slavery and what that emancipation added up to.
Not necessarily at my memory. It was just more or less sort of religious. Rather than...
Yeah, there was an opportunity then to teach young people a little bit, wasn't there?
When it comes to the new year.
Yes.
And It might have been, but I don't remember too much of that.
Okay, impact. Okay. Mm-hmm. I've heard that there was something in the way of celebrations and fun or dances, something called frolics in town.
Yes.
Can you tell me a little bit about
it? Well, frolics were just, in my interpretation, just parties.
Okay.
Where people would go with a fare, or it might have been just a birthday kind of thing. And it might be, if someone is having a frolic or whatever, you might be 10 cent or 25 cent, whatever it was, you're paid. You, there would be an evening of music. It might be the old gramophone. It might be a piano, because many times the frolics would be at home where there was a piano. Or it might be a guitar. It might be a mouth organ.
Okay.
But,
were they usually at someone's home?
It's usually at someone's home.
Okay.
But in my high school years, there were several public places with the piccolo.
Okay.
Where you could go for public dancing.
Okay.
Where you could go for dancing.
This was all blacks, I guess.
All blacks.
Yes, mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, that stopped. Let me turn it over.